Hello guys, and welcome you guys to the International English Language Testing System, and I am your teacher, Van Heer. And I will update the questions 3 times a week, and also, I will give you some useful tips of preparing for this IELTS examination. Okay, well, today's topic is about the sky. So a lot of students, when they hear this kind of question, they feel a bit confused.Because this kind of topic is really a bit hard to say because it's really rare for us to think about it. Okay, well, let's move to the question. Do you ever look at the sky? To be honest, the only time I really pay any attention to the sky is if there is an amazing sunset or if I need to see what the weather's like.And the weather can be changeable where I live. So, I sometimes take a quick look at the sky to see if there are any dark clouds on the horizon. Okay, again. So, do you ever look at the sky? To be honest, the only time I really pay any attention to the sky is if there is an amazing sunset or if I need to see what the weather's like.And the weather can be changeable where I live, so I sometimes take a quick look at the sky to see if there are any dark clouds on the horizon. 好，我们来看一句句来看看一下啊，这个问题叫做 Do you ever look at the sky? 啊，你会不会啊看天？曾经看过天没有 ？To be honest, the only time I really pay any attention to the sky is if there.Is an amazing sunset, or if I need to see what the weather's like. 坦诚地说啊，就是只有出现那种惊艳的日出，或者说我要来看看天气怎么样的时候，我才会去看这个天气。这里有个词活啊，叫做 amazing sunset 啊，美丽的日出。Okay, let's continue. And the weather can be changeable where I live. 那另外一点是我住的地方啊，天气可能改变。So, I sometimes take a quick look at the sky to see if there are any dark clouds on the horizon. 所以有时候呢，我会去瞄眼天空，去看看是否有乌云会出现在地平线上。这里有个词 on the horizon 啊，它有两个意思。第一个呢叫在地平线上，第二个叫即将到来的。For example, the trouble could be on the horizon, right? 即将到来的一个问题。OK, 这道问题呢，他们是采用的是。一种非常坦诚的回答方式是分情况讨论啊，第一种情况啊是看日出，第二种情况啊可能会变，所以说他会去看乌云，对不对？所以说这种分情况讨论的方式在雅思口语当中也是占有高分地位的，比你去回答 no 和 yes 会更好一些。 OK, well, so this is a question about Do you ever look at sky? So let's see you guys next time. Thank you so much for listening for this kind of IELTS speakingThis is Ben. See you next time. Tonight.